Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popwich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm terrific. How about you?
Whoo, heat wave.
Yeah, it's been warm. I'm not going to complain. It'll be winter soon enough.
Yeah, you always say that.
I know.
You're such a Debbie Downer. Can we not just complain about something for a short period of time?
No, not now.
Versus always thinking about the silver lining.
Things are opening up. It's nice weather. We don't get rain every 3 days from the hot weather. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Although I did talk to some of my friends in BC, and they are not having a very good experience, right, with the heat wave.
Yeah.
Far too hot. Fires, the smoke.
Farmers are not happy.
Crops and cattle and all kinds of things being affected.
And that's a good point because CN Rail stopped some of the rail car travel between Linton and Kamloops this week because of the fires and so forth. Think about what Canadians, especially in Western Canada, because of the shipping and so forth, have to go through. We are coming out of a pandemic. Both most in the Western Canada are opening up or have already opened up. You got a supply chain issue around the world.
Yep.
You then get inflation because of that. You then also have a labor shortage in a lot of the reopening of some of these retail and tourism and hospitality industry. You then also get these fires that stop transportation, short term, we're going to call it, but still a stop. That's a triple whammy to a lot of individuals and the business owners, which will slow down the economy to some degree. And that's what I don't think is being forecasted when it comes to what the Bank of Canada talked about this week and their whole bond tapering, thinking inflation is going to be a little bit higher short term, slowing down the economy a bit. But they didn't mention any of that type of stuff when it came to the...
Let's talk about that, because I think that is something that people are missing. And, you know, when I talk to people locally, things are opening up. They're feeling better, right? Some people are going to the stampede. It feels very different. But we forget that this is a microcosm of a bigger picture, and there's still problems, and I want to get to that.
Okay.
But we're going to have a really good show today, particularly for business owners. You guys, if you know somebody, have them tune in. If you're a business owner, you want to stick around for that, because there is a bill that was introduced recently to try to resolve a decades-old tax discrepancy, right, that can negatively impact business owners on the sale of a business to a family member or a related party of some kind.
And there's another, I think, a bigger issue to this one is that, you know, our members of parliament have been voted in to create laws for the general good of the society.
Yeah, to legislate,
So they've legislated this bill. It's received a royal assent.
Mm-hmm.
And right after it got royal assent on this bill, members of the federal government said, we're going to punt this until next year.
Right.
You can't use this bill today. Let's not talk about the tax side of this issue. The concern that I have is, does the federal government have the power to put a bill into place and then say they have the discretionary authority to decide when they want to implement this bill?
Exactly.
So to me, this is a bigger issue than just the tax benefit for business owners.
Yep.
This is a overreaching legal issue. I'm glad that they're addressing the concern that business owners have. And now that they're trying to do this move, what's going to really happen? And so we've got a couple of guests on our show to talk about the tax side of it, the impact of business owners, and we'll have some legal conversation about, you know, is this right or not? And I think you're going to hear some colorful words coming up from our guests on this one.
See how controlled they are, how disciplined they are in their language. Okay, you raise some interesting issues because if we talk about markets in general this week, we spoke last week. It's a bit of a springboard from last week. We talked about what the bond markets are telling us.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk a little bit about the virus, okay, the Delta variant. We've now got a Lambda variant. What does this actually mean? What's happening in Asia versus what's happening here, right? I said that people in Alberta are getting excited. Vaccinations are going up. Economy's reopening. People are getting back together. But that's not necessarily true everywhere.
We have been pounding the table to our clients, letting them know, do not assume that everything is A-OK just because you got A-OK in your backyard.
Right.
We're seeing low numbers on COVID cases in Canada. We're seeing a rise now in the United States from unvaccinated regions.
Yep.
Interesting, number one. So that's a little bit close to home, so we can see that, right?
Yep.
But that's not going to slow down the economy. Well, this week, Indonesia became the leader of the most active COVID cases they're beating Brazil.
Yeah, in the world, I think.
Right? So yeah. When you look at who are the top COVID cases, which countries have the top ones, you're going to see India. Mm-hmm. You're going to see China is coming back up. You're seeing Indonesia now. Brazil's in there. If you look at where the lion's share of the increase in COVID cases are happening, it's in Africa and Asia.
Right.
Yes, South America has a problem, but no one's really talking about it. And look how quiet the Olympic Games are right now. You know, you get some members inside the Olympic Games already been tested positive for COVID.
Right.
Uh-oh. And yep. They've already removed fans.
Yep.
No one's talking about this.
Well, and what they're also not talking about is, remember, although, so you would look at Asia again and vaccination rates perhaps not happening at the pace that they're happening, say, in Canada and the United States and developed Europe, but even the vaccinations that they're receiving may not necessarily have the same efficacy as, say, what Pfizer and Moderna have, right?
Correct.
So there's a bunch of factors at play here that I think we tend to forget about. When we localize what our experience is at home in Calgary or, you know, some part of Canada or the United States, that doesn't necessarily mean from an investment perspective, right, from an economics perspective, that everything is going to be fine.
And I'm really interested to talk to people in our industry who don't even mention it.
Right.
So when we're having a chat with them online or we see them at one of these functions that are out there and we're like, so what's your thesis behind the Delta variant,
right,
or the Lambda variant, and how are you positioning your portfolio? And they're like, what?
Yeah.
What's going on? What do you mean?
Or what's the next variant going to be? What? Yeah, no.
So we have seen some good market returns.
Yep.
And in this market, and we can dissect why it's up and so forth the way it is, what's missing in the data of the stock market, which I think the bond market is looking at.
They're looking at, yep.
Okay? And I can see that because how currency is being played, how foreign bonds, especially in Asia, are looking at. And what we forget, that whatever, when the U.S. gets a cold, we get the flu.
Right.
But when Asia gets the cold,
or
the
COVID.
Entire world gets the flu.
Yep.
Because 70% of the population is in that region.
Right.
And if you're looking at how it's going to drive the economy forward, it is the supply and the demand of that region that is the bellwether of the world.
And the supply chain impacts and all of those things.
Everything.
Right? All of it. It flows through there.
I explained this on the air a few days ago. Think of why Canada will be impacted of what's happening in China. We send our raw materials to the U.S. and China. Okay? They turn that into product. They sell it to Walmart, for example. Walmart takes those toys and sells it to my kids.
Right.
So we are the producer of the raw material and the buyer of the finished product.
Yep.
If they can't make those toys, two things are going to happen. One, we're lacking supply. Number two, my kids are very unhappy.
Very unhappy.
Right? That's not good. That's not good science.
That's not good for anybody.
Right? So in those cases, my kids are not happy most of the time when it comes to me, so it doesn't matter. But when we're talking about the economy, that's a big headwind.
Yep.
Not even mentioned in most people's portfolios.
Right.
Most people in our industry are not talking to their clients about that. And that's why I want to raise it. And I said, watch the Olympics, because what comes out of that? They have a lot of media attention and little things that they can hide. They're at what, 5-6% big vaccination rates?
Yeah. Oh, it's very low.
Oh my God.
That's right. Very low.
So we've got a problem there. We've got to fix that problem.
Yep.
It'll take some time, but it also brings a big headwind.
Well, it has an impact right here locally, right? And people forget that, right? So we've got to look beyond those kinds of things. Now, we have to put a strategy together. These things, this is what we're facing today. We understand it's a global marketplace, but we have a lifestyle that we want to lead as people transition in retirement. And the fact is, COVID is increasing the number of retirements. People are either not going back or they're transitioning to it. And so it's more important than ever that we get this, that we get the structure and the discipline right.
The structure, the discipline, and the solution to bulletproof your retirement. We're going to talk about that on Tuesday, August 24th, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right. When you're going to sell your business, there could be some dire tax consequences if you don't handle it properly. Stick around after the break. We want to talk about how best to do that. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.